said there were nine.
No. We're up to 11.
Oh.
That's good. Hey, quick funny story. I have to tell you guys, I'm not the only one, and I apologize for being on a cell phone. My brother and I are up in the... Well, I guess this is really not the Mount Hood National Forest, but we're up in the woods, and we still got like an hour and a half, 2 hours of daylight left, and we really... Well, we're going to finish this project tonight. And I'll send you guys pictures. It's really, really turned out beautiful, and it's been a ton of fun. And anyways, but you know how much I detest idle conversation and people talking about the weather because it's kind of a boring topic. Pam Barnes, on Saturday morning, her husband Ron was the guest on Dave Johnson's call. And Pam texted me at 8 minutes past the top of the hour, so at 8:08. And she said, Vance, I'm about to go nuts. They're talking about the weather, and they have been for the last 7 minutes straight.
Oh, no.
So, I just thought that was funny that, man, my detest or my loathsomeson or my, what is the word I'm looking for? There's just so many other things to talk about. So many other things. So, especially the I can attitude. So, we're going to reverse things up a little bit tonight. I get to do two things that I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy, is one of which is be on top of a ladder. I'm 12 feet off the ground, 15 feet, give or take a few, and talk on the phone and do work at the same time. Or, as my brother and I say, we get to play with sheet metal on a regular basis. And Jeannie is going to help me out and take the lead, but we do need to find out who is on the call. I heard Rita's voice, so we know Rita's on. Who else is on?
Molly.
Linda.
Linda. Okay, hang on a sec. Slow down. Hang on. Linda, Judy, Molly.
Hi.
I heard Molly.
Janice.
Good evening, Janice. Good to hear you twice on Monday. That's always a privilege.
I beat you on the call, believe it or not.
Okay, Mom's on the line. Wonderful.
Catherine.
Good evening, Catherine. How about some of the other males? Steve, Larry, Al. Okay.
Carol from Colorado.
Good evening, Carol. How are things in Colorado tonight?
Okay, windy and...
No, not the weather. We don't care about the weather, remember? Right?
Well, you found out today the felon gets out of jail on the 12th, so I'm...
Okay, there you go. That's more exciting stuff. And soon, very soon, Carol is going to be greeting us from back at her home state of Utah, right? That's what we're all in agreement for, right?
That's what I'm hoping for.
Okay, good. Good. All righty. Okay, and who else?
Hattie Jane.
Hattie Jane. Good evening, Hattie Jane.
Good evening, folks.
Anybody else? Did we miss anybody?
Jeannie's here.
And Jeannie. We got Jeannie. Wonderful.
Is that out?
Okay, so Jeannie. Say that again.
Is that out?
Did you catch?
Say it again.
Hello?
There we go.
Portland. I didn't get it either.
I didn't? Okay, good.
Portland. Somebody in Portland.
Portland?
Vera.
It's either Vera or Joanne.
Yeah,
Vera. Joanne. It's Joanne. Oh, no, Vera. Okay, Vera.
Vera.
This is Nick. Okay, wonderful. Okay, let's just get underway. Let me go first, and then I'm going to mute myself out, and I've asked Jeannie to kind of take the lead to keep the ball rolling. This is one of those pivotal lessons I want to find out, first of all, if, how does, let's see, besides Jeannie and Rita, who can tell me what word Marty uses to define durables? What are durables? I'll give you a hint. It starts with an S. Durables are what?
Oh, they're like sleep systems and water and those kinds of things.
Okay, yeah. Not which products, but what's the word that Marty uses to describe them?
Durables?
Uh-huh.
And it starts with an S?
Starts with an S, the second letter is an E, and the third letter is an X. That's, I'm spotting you three out of the four letters there.
Sexy? Sexy?
There you go. Who's paying attention?
Okay. Sexy, okay?
There you go. Yeah, we're going to talk about the birds and the bees tonight. That's what we're going to talk about. No. No, I think the biggest thing is, and there's so many things that I'd love to share with what happened with my, most of you know, my brother and I were involved in a court case that finally got settled last week. The end didn't turn out the way exactly we hoped it to, but one of the neatest things was that I got to utilize and apply this because, you know, the key is that when things don't go our way and they don't go as fast as we want them to, you know, blah, 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 we have a responsibility to maintain the right attitude at all times. Don't get on the negative attitude train.
Right.
Okay?
Amen.
We can't do that. And I could bore you with details and shoot you over the article that the Oregonian, our newspaper, printed about this court case, and you'd have to really, really stress your I can attitude, because it wasn't pretty. But in the end, the lead attorney, he said, you know, it's a precedent. And then yesterday, he even invited me to come watch him play. He's a country musician.
Well,
and wow. So I texted him today and said, hey, if you're ever short a guitarist, I know that so-and-so, and I named the plaintiff that was suing us. I know he plays. And he wrote back and said, absolutely not.
Absolutely.
So here's a guy that was trying to sue us for $2 million, you know. So anyway, there's a lot of us on cell phones tonight. And that feeds into the chaos. So if you're on a cell phone until you're ready to speak, if you could hit *6, that may get rid of some of the crackling and the. If you're on a landline, usually landlines don't do it. There we go. We got it. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Because several people asked me for the recording of this, and they will call later. The other thing that I want to throw out regarding lesson number 8. And again, we will do the mantra at the end, and Jeannie will lead us out on that. The other thing is that Marty made it very, very clear. Make sure at all times you're using the current incentive. What right now? Who wants to tell me what current incentive that we have until March 31st that is like the smokinest best deal on the planet?
The waterfall.
The waterfall. Exactly.
And the bees up
eight. Yeah, exactly. And we have four new nutritional products. My point is this, and I'll leave it, and then everybody else gets to share. I really want to hear what you gained from this lesson, and more important, what your application was. How did you apply it? You know, for me, it was getting the right attitude when a jury decides totally differently than I thought they would. You know, totally out of my control, completely. And Mike DiMuccio nailed it, you know, dealing with his internet and the guy who just leaves. So that being the case, what did we gain from it, and how were we able to apply it? And again, if you're on a cell phone, you got background noise and, or crackles, and you can hit *6 until you're ready to share, that'd be great.
Who wants to go first?
per second.
Could you tell the question again? I didn't quite get what you were saying.
Yes. What we want to hear is, what did you gain from lesson number 8, Positive Habits Win? And then what application happened this week in that lesson that you gained?
Okay, I heard the last part. Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I gained is I start to liken reading all this I can attitude and I think that is good because up to this point I didn't really like to read them and think about what they were saying. So for this lesson, Marty used all kind of regular examples that people had gotten through the experience. We all have some of the experiences that Marty gave, and so it's familiar to all of us. So I start getting interested.
So which experience in this lesson, Molly? Do you have one in particular?
No, he uses a lot of his own experience, which is other people experiences too. Like he gave an example of his father had clinged to the old saying that people rich must be a crook.
Mm-hmm.
So, lots of this kind of example on this lesson.
Yeah, it makes it kind of alive, doesn't it? It makes you think.
Yeah, well, that's to me, I don't know if I should be alive from before on this lesson or not, but it catch my attention this time.
Good, good. Yeah, I notice the difference between when I listen to the recording and when I read it. It seems I get different things.
Really? I thought they are reading themselves, and that's good too. We usually don't get to soak in of what people say until the second time and third time. Oh, I get it. You know?
Right. Mhm. Hey, I think I'm on my 7th time. I don't know how many times.
Oh. This is my first time.
Still getting things. Well, thank you, Molly.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Awesome.
I can't imagine going through this.
Is that Char?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Thank you. I cannot imagine putting up this one.
Exactly. Somebody's got a... Is that me? I have a headset on, too.
I have something to...
Okay.
Hi, this is Linda in Seattle.
When Molly was mentioning about Marty's dad and about the... You don't have the rich gene or whatever, I immediately thought of Robert Kiyosaki. That was his problem, from rich dad, poor dad. He had the very same mentality. He just wanted his good job back, and he just thought about the limitation of he had a good job and the degree, but the rich dad was this friend of his, and this is why it's called rich dad, poor dad. And, of course, for most of you, some that you may or may not know, that he did not write that book out of respect and love for his dad until after his father passed. But without that friend of his that he learned principles of money and whatnot, we wouldn't know who Robert Kiyosaki is now. So he had someone that was teaching him positive thoughts so he wouldn't get caught up in the thinking of his father. because he could have done that too. His father felt exactly like Marty's. In fact, I was sort of laughing when I was listening, because I listen first when I read it, and I immediately thought, gosh, was Robert his dad too? Because they both have that same, and other people do too. I have a neighbor next door that feels that way too.
Mm-hmm.
So that thinking is key to all of this, no matter what we do. If our thinking's messed up, we can have all the best principles and read all the books and listen to all the tapes and all that and CDs. But if our thinking's messed up, none of this is going to work anyway. So he was blessed that he had that good buddy. So we have Marty, and we have each other, and we have Nikon, and we have all these in-house resources to keep us positive, because I think we can all fall into that negative trap without even realizing it sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I got a lot out of that. It was simple, but yet I think very foundational.
Yeah. Profound,
Linda, even. Linda, I think what you're saying is something I learned years ago from a dear friend, and he said in the South they call it thinking.
Thinking. That's right. That's right. That's what it was. Yeah. And then I hadn't seen The Fog before. I wrote it down. To remove the fog, the fear, obligation, and guilt, you tend to fall into that. So that was kind of stuck with me well. I've learned through the years by being a believer and being in a lot of faith churches and having positive family. I don't have the fear of failure so much, but there's other levels to fear. I've never done this before, and this is new territory. And so that's why these kind of calls, like this particular, my first time doing this lesson, I'm sure I'll do it again. This has been so helpful to me, just to keep on that positive path, even when you don't see the evidence that you want to see. I don't maybe have all the auditions I want and all that, but I know they're coming. I've been putting seeds out there, and I know the harvest's coming. So that's the positive when you don't see everything. It's the faith move. So we're in the faith stage. That's how I look at that. And the manifestation is coming.
Okay.
So that's my story today.
Amen.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna go back on mute because I think my phone might be creating noise. So I'm gonna go away now.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Who's next? I heard somebody. Is that you, Rita?
let's see. I guess there was a lot in that. And it was real sad that his father couldn't change his thinking. Good things are based on principle. And what fruit is it of your thought? I thought was real important. What's the fruit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how you determine. Yeah.
Yeah, and say no to fear and just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I also love the train in the station, that negative thoughts are an option. And you don't have to get the train. I just love that.
That's a good mind picture, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. I like that one, too. Good. Thank you. Who else had something jump out at them and your application maybe of it?
Well, this is Judy. We don't do negative. We can't afford it. And we have the right to offend a good reason. Our people need us to have integrity, and all of us really need to remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's huge. Definitely. And when he was talking about the follow-up, you know, if you got in touch with someone, then what about the follow-up? Because it shows that we care about them. And so that would be a long
time. It's an act of respect.
Act of respect. Mm-hmm.
Think about it from this perspective. We go to Best Buy or we go to Walmart and they don't have a product, or we go to wherever you shop, it doesn't matter. And you leave your name and number, or you show interest in something, but they don't have it. And then a couple weeks later, a salesman called you, one of the employees, said, hey, you know, Rita, we have that product in. Do you want me to hold it for you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, I mean, that's huge. That is the biggest, I mean, respect is an understatement. That means they actually listened, they cared enough about us, not to make the sale, but because we showed interest in that. And so when we follow up with people, like the phone message I left for a friend today who said, Vance, can you call me after the first of the year? I did. She hasn't called me back. But she said to me months ago, Vance, I really value the fact that you care enough about me to want me to hook up with this water system. Well, the message I left for her today was, we got to get together. Bonnie, you got to call me back. Because this is just, I mean, this is like $85 cheaper than what Stacy and I paid for it 5 years ago. I thought something along those, that it was the message I left for her. But that's showing respect to people.
Yeah. All right. Who's next? What did you glean from this lesson, and how did you apply it? Or would you intend, when do you intend to apply it? How about that one? I'll share this one. He was talking about acting according to what needs to be done rather than listening to those negative voices in the head that keep telling you whatever it is it's been telling you. And I know for me, one of the voices in my head was, this week, well, you know, you've just been doing this for a long time and you can do it tomorrow. For some reason, that I'm like, really? When I started thinking about it, I thought, really? Okay. And then the days just keep clicking by, and did I do it? Yeah, that's a form of procrastination, I suppose. But rather than listening to that voice, just do it. Act on it and do it. And this is when the waterfall thing came out just a few days ago. I had that thought, and I thought, well, in the morning, I will jump on that. So, maybe that will help with procrastination. So I actually sent out a few texts about that and did a positive action on it instead. Now I'm following up.
Well, the other day I was talking to somebody and they said, I'm going to need some more 10-4 shortly. And I said to the woman, do you want me to put the order in for you? And she said, oh, yeah, get me 2 boxes. So immediately grabbed the computer and put the order in for her.
Perfect.
Rather than, you know, let her wait to do it.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Anybody else? Cheryl, Hattie Jane, Catherine, Star, Kira, Janice?
It's Hattie Jane here.
Hi, Hattie Jane.
Hi. One of my huge things is persistent lack of follow-up. So I'm doing no negative and thinking I'll never change. It's working strong on developing the getting rid of my belief that I can't do follow up.
Mm.
And dumping that negative out.
Good. And so how are you doing that?
Just at this moment, just admitting that that's the problem and let's get to it.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And believing that it's possible. Because my first reaction is to say, oh, no, I've never been able to get through that barrier. Well, so that's then. This is now. I will get that barrier.
Awesome.
I have a suggestion, Petty Jen.
Yes, ma'am?
Have you thought of call up somebody to remind you?
No, I haven't thought about that.
What? You can call me?
Okay, thank you.
Thank
you, Molly.
I like to know what you're thinking and what you're doing, too.
Okay. That is your cell phone.
I love
you.
Yes.
Hey, and you know, that falls in, he talks in there about we all need a decent mentor and sponsor and a place to learn and practice and to get better. So that's cool. And this could be, you know, and he said, I hope you all have that. Well, this is one of those things here. One of those places where we can help each other.
I
get caught up in helping, so I've got to start doing and looking for help.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Help yourself too.
In fact, I like to have a whole list of people's contacts. Of our group. I don't have one.
Mm-hmm. We have to get that going there, too. Well, thank you, Hattie Jane. Thanks, Molly.
You know, the thing for me is, Jeannie, it's easy to point the finger at somebody else for their attitude, and about the time I'm thinking that about them, I just fall right into myself. And I go, oops. At least I'm catching myself that it was not a positive thought or it was not even the beginning. And I usually don't get it all the way out, but sometimes I do. On a negative instead of keeping my mouth shut or turning it around. Usually, if I think hard enough, I can turn it around. I can say what needs to be said, but it doesn't need to be a negative by any means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel
good.
Like I'm a newbie and just, you know, in the beginning of it because, my gosh, I mean, I know what the principle is. How come it isn't just done?
Mm-hmm. I have a tendency to do that, too. I think that I should be better by now. I should have that mastered. And maybe, I don't know that perfection is available at this point. But
so you put that out there, huh?
Yeah, but we're all striving for that, and catching ourselves is really important.
It is.
So, yeah. Thank you. Good.
But you can also humor yourself. You don't have to put yourself down.
Right. Humor yourself?
Yeah. When you catch yourself having done what you should be done, say something funny.
Good. And catching ourselves when we actually do a good thing also. And have a pat on the back for yourself. When you celebrate a little mini Yahoo celebration.
Call up Hattie Jane to tell her that you have done something good.
Yeah. Wonderful. All right, let's see. We have Janice, Catherine, Carol, and Vera. Mm-hmm. Any of you ladies have a thought to share for us? What happened for you in this lesson?
Well, this is Vera. Can you get a... Yeah, this is Vera. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Hi, Vera.
Okay. Hi. I was listening and I'm thinking, you know, about myself. I think in what we all do right here with Nikan, and it's involved in marketing, we need to definitely follow up. And if we don't follow up with it, we don't have a business. And for myself, I know I did not follow up for a long time, and I know that I messed it up myself. I cannot beat myself up for it, but I know there's a reason for everything. And, you know, now it's being just with a group of people like you, it's definitely so helpful because we all know we are humans. And we go through things in life or in a business that we, you know, we don't have to beat ourselves up for it. But just continue what we started and doing the best we can and having a big, big why. Why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate each one of you being there, and you know, we all go through things, and it's just we all humans, that's all I can say, and we can do all the best we can.
Mm-hmm.
But still sharing what we know, that's what we have to do.
Yeah, I really feel that if we can communicate with each other more, we like the Nikan business more.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with these incentives that we have now, unbelievable with the waterfall, and I mean, that's, I think of so many people that could benefit from it, and some that don't even know about the waterfall that I, some people that I need to get in touch with about that as well. Let them, you know, let them know a little bit more about that.
Yeah,
now's a good time.
What was the other incentive besides the waterfall? I guess I missed that.
The Siaga, Super Siaga, as well. Something new and exciting. There's a contest going on about that for this month.
The straw is now in capsules.
Mm-hmm, the distillate in the capsules.
The filter is 2-for-1.
Yep.
Well, the five left.
The recipe contest.
Yeah. Can't wait to get mine to have a recipe. That'll be awesome. Yeah, when you win, your name goes into a pot, I suppose. Whoever has the best recipe or something. 6 months worth, was it?
Yeah.
Of Siaga?
Yeah,
yep.
12 more.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's quite a savings, too. Right there on the shipping and the whatever. That would be awesome. So, let's come up with some great recipes. Good, good. You know, the waterfall cards, this is a great time to use those waterfall cards, too.
Mm-hmm.
From magneticleaders.com. I have a stack of them here, and I'm getting ready to address them. I'm going to mail some. And
oh, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
I understand Dave came out one for, or somebody did, I guess for the Sleep Chopper.
Yes. I saw that.
I haven't got that one yet either, so that's another one on my list to do.
Yeah, it is on Dave's. That is on Dave's call. So what else about positive habits? Learning positive habits? Or shall we... I don't even know what time it is. What time is it? Oh, we're good. We got
We've got 15 delights here.
Yeah. Positive habits win. Anything else? Out for someone.
I think probably we have not so positive habit than in a good positive habit.
Mm-hmm. Carol, Catherine, Janice, are you guys still on? Those are the last three names I have that I haven't spoken up yet.
You know,
I think Sandy's going to be joining us. I just encouraged her. She said, I missed the call. Shoot. I said, well, jump on and share. Better being tardy than ever. Here's a simple one. Here's a simple one when it comes to negative, you know, self-talk and negative habits. We hear this all the time. Oh, I'm so terrible with names. You can have a lot of fun confronting people on that and helping them. Say, why do you say that? Why do you say that? Who told you you were terrible remembering names? You know, nobody ever says, you'll never hear this in our culture, and some of you are going to go, ooh, Vance, you shouldn't have said it that way, but I'm going to anyways. Nobody ever says, I'm terrible with diets. I'm so fat, I'm probably going to die of heart disease.
Wow.
And many,
yeah.
And I'll probably get diabetes and have to have a kidney transplant. Nobody ever says that. They say, oh, I really struggle. I have I like my sweets. But think about that, you know.
Yeah.
At least we don't take it that far and start saying negative things about our weight. But as wellness consultants, we can spin it the other way and say, yeah, I'm not exactly where I want to be. However, I'm on a direction. I'm on a path. You know, our pastor says it this way. It's not the perfection of our life, but the direction. And we can utilize that in so many of these things that, hey, if we're not good with follow-up, don't sit there and say, oh, I'm terrible with follow-up. I'll never be a good network marketer. I suck at follow-up. Don't ever do that. That's thinking. Saying, look, okay, what's it going to take? You know, you'll hear this in one of the other lessons, or maybe we already heard it. I'm calling Mary tonight at 7 o'clock regardless. I know she'll be home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will use the nooks and crannies of my day to follow up with people regardless. I don't care if they're home. Somebody sent me a page on my pager through the fire department last night at 12:43 a.m. So tomorrow morning, I'm going to call that number when I get up and say, hey, I'm returning your page. Just want to follow up. Hey, you want to wake me up in the middle of the night? I'm going to reciprocate. Hey, it's the right thing to do, right?
They're at different time zone. That's why they threw it.
So maybe Sandy's on the line and she can share, and then Jeannie, I'll let you wrap up everything after Sandy's done.
Okay.
Don't forget to go through the mantra, okay?
Yeah, the mantra. Thank you. Is Sandy there?
Yeah, I'm there. Listening, I wrote myself little posters as I went along. But the one that I kept coming back to, and I know this so much. Self-talk is very important. And I consider myself as a pretty good encourager for other people. And they've told me that. But I'm not very good at encouraging myself with self-talk. And that's the main thing that hit me.
That's good. So now you are better at self-talk.
Well, and I'm working on it. It's kind of a work in process, you know. But I did good at setting some goals this week, and I'm like, good, baby, you're coming along here, you know.
Good. That's great, Sandy. Yeah. Well, and the more we can do that.
Are you on there, Vance?
Hello?
Yeah, Vance, this is Larry.
Hey, Larry. Vance is listening in. He's working. This is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I got some of your stuff here, but I was coming up the hill and in and out on reception, and I think I was part of the problem earlier on, so I've just been listening in. But, yeah, I could add a couple cents worth here if anybody got time.
Go ahead. You do it.
You say go ahead?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I the I can't attitude thing is a stretch for me at times, and I think it is all of us probably. And it I just want to tell you a short little excerpt of what happened last week. In my other business, I'm a sales rep, and I'm just getting restarted with a new company. And anyway, the contract was all signed and with the principal owners and everything, and then I started working with the person that was doing the bids, and it was like he'd never seen it, and I was running into a lot of roadblocks and negatives, and he was being rather, shall we say, unconcerned about the whole thing. Like, you know, I'm in charge, and salesmen don't count for much, and it was really frustrating me because I was working on a pretty large project that was time critical, and here's the part I want to talk about is on the I can thing. I thought, you know, I can't confront him or I'm just going to make things worse. And it really was up to the owner to inform him of the procedures that he had already signed an agreement for, but obviously it hadn't happened yet. And when I tried to get a hold of the owner, I couldn't get him right away, and it took a day and a half to get a response from him. By the way, I'm working as a remote rep, 200 miles away from the business, so you can't just walk in the office, okay? And so what I did is I called a good friend of mine that's he's a really positive person, and he got me back to the old basic things of saying, Larry, when you talk to him about all these things, be sure that you ask questions that you get yeses from. And, you know, that's a really basic concept as for a salesman, but because I was so frustrated, I had temporarily forgotten that. Once he got me back on the track, I kind of calmed down, and I thought about how to do that. And before I even had time to put it into action, guess what? The owner finally gets all my concerns on the emails and my text messages and so forth, and he's already responded almost where I didn't have to say any of it. But the thing was that what was really important about that was that I trying to use the I can be positive attitude and the basic thing of sometimes a good friend that you trust to be maybe a little bit more upper than you are is a good thing to consult with. That's what I got out of that.
Sure.
That's good.
Hey, Larry, give us an example of how you would use that. You want to only get yeses on introducing somebody to the waterfall with the current promotion. How would you spin that? Give us an example of how you would do that.
Well, let me think for a minute, because we're definitely in the middle of it, and you and I know that I've been pushing hard on this. In fact, I've got a meeting tomorrow night. Hopefully, I'm going to confirm that right after this meeting. After this session, and I need to be using that. So let me think a second. I would say it's the type of thing. You could use a really simple question: do you drink a lot of water, or do you drink water? Now, if they say no, obviously that's not what you're looking for. But most people drink water. And so they're going to say yes. You hope they say yes. Now, you need to think this through, and if they say no, then you got to have a comeback. But the thing is that if they say yes, I drink water, have you ever thought about maybe getting something that would make it more palatable or that would make it easier to drink water on a regular basis? And again, you're trying to think of questions that 80 to 90% of the time the person would say yes to. You know, and once they say yes three times, then you put out the invitation or whatever it is that's your message that you want to convey to them that would hopefully get them to sit down and take a look at what you have to offer. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's again, it's being having your ears open to see what they're doing or how they're, you know, if you're standing in an office and there's a coffee pot behind the person and they've got a coffee cup on the table and say, hey, I see you like coffee. You're going to get a yes to that, you know?
Yeah.
And basically you say, do you also drink water during the day? And now you're over in the yes or no category, but you would maybe want to lead them towards asking you, do you have a solution? You know, they might say, well, I don't like the taste of water. What if you like the taste of water? Would you drink more?
Mm-hmm.
And then you hope you get a yes. You know, you're looking for yeses. You try to stack the deck with your questions so that it leads towards them asking you, do you have an answer for that, or do you have a solution for that, or something like that. And then you can go into the invitation to sit down and chat about it after lunch or break or that evening or whatever.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And to continue on with that, Larry, that on one of those times when somebody has just devastated you with what they've said to you, I saw a presentation the other day, and I can't remember who it was or where I saw it, but it was on Dave Johnson's call Saturday, a week ago, and he mentioned that the thing you'll do is you'll pick up the phone and call somebody that he knows, that he respects, and he'll call them and give them a compliment. He'll do two or three of those.
That always picks you back up.
That picks you back up, so real quick. Because you can't give a compliment and stay down.
Right.
And I thought that was really amazing. It was Jeremy Wilson on the Stump the Doc time on Saturday morning.
Okay. I missed that one. Thanks, Steve.
Amazing.
Hi.
Hello, my friends.
Did you have anything to comment about the lesson tonight?
You know, I have not necessarily been tuning into it this time.
Okay.
I've been doing a bunch of other stuff to try to get feeling better.
Okay.
So, but
I
did get the recordings up on the ICANN6.blogspot.com for the six or seven of the... We missed one, but we've got all the others up there in case somebody's missed one.
Thank you so much for that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody ready to recite our six ICANN etiquette? And maybe we could do the last one, too, the last If I Surrender Control, maybe.
Yeah.
I think it's the six principles. Okay, here we go. Ready? My ICANN attitude is the manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My ICANN attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night and day. My ICANN attitude means forming positive habits. I will choose my words carefully to reflect an ICANN attitude, which is a master key to attracting, acquiring, and retaining customers. My ICANN attitude allows me to teach clients something which will add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. My ICANN attitude only builds value for my brand. These values must substantiate my company's position as a thought leader in positive wellness, making me a go-to resource for my target group.
My I can attitude will help my clients in their current situation in life through the life pillars. So I'm going to what the future could look like to create the awareness they will require to advance. My I can attitude gives me serenity. I know that at any given moment, I will face many challenges and circumstances, most of which I have absolutely no control over. But I make better decisions. But the one thing I do 100% control is my I can attitude. If I surrender control of my I can attitude to what appears to be a negative situation, I will react to that situation. And more often than not, reacting is inappropriate. On the other hand, if I remain I will respond to the situation appropriately, thereby creating a winning situation. I make up my mind that right here, right now, I choose that I can attitude. All right. Good job, everybody.
Thanks.
So we have lesson 9 next week. And I don't have that in front of me, so I don't know what which one that is, but it's a good one.
Jeannie, thank you so very much. And I want to encourage all of you, two things, really, really work on the memorization, not that segment, that's the six main points. That's the real focus, because remembering we don't do negative. And I had memorized the whole thing from beginning to end, including the I make up my mind right here, right now, I have or I choose an I can attitude. And then after I started going back and looking at it, I thought, ooh, that whole segment that, you know, that the focus, that there's the whole separate paragraph that really focuses in on negative. And so Marty's, I guess the intention at the very beginning of this program a year and a half ago was let's focus on the positive. It's not that we're sticking our head in the sand and we don't see the reality because bad stuff always happens. That's a given. Okay? We live in a fallen world. We understand that. But memorizing those six things and committing them to memory and being able to wake up in the morning and being able to recite them from memory, it just changes your perspective in so many different ways. I mean, it just does. So that's point number one, making sure you got that. And then really, as it's been shared, and Larry's point about getting a yes, is something as simple as getting a yes would be, hey, can I drop a postcard in the mail to you? Who's going to say no to that?
Yes.
And then you simply say, and I'll call you in a couple of days when I know you've received it, and this is just one of those key things, and I'll tell you why I'm so excited about it after I send you the postcard. Most people don't, we don't have to get their permission really to send them a postcard. And for the 10 cents it costs for the card and the, 50 cents to mail it, I mean, it's just a win-win. And at least we're getting it out there, and then when we can say to them, hey, this unit right now for the month of March is less expensive than I paid, and if you or anybody in your home drinks water, which you probably should if you don't, but Rita had a good point today, and she said her brother asked her if Nikon had anything in the anti-aging category. And I said, yeah, it's called the waterfall. And that's our most anti-aging product we have. Why? You get your body hydrated, and it'll say thank you to you, and you won't look near as old as your biological clock says you are. and it just works. So anyhow, use the promotions, and again, there was some housekeeping things that I forgot to mention, that there is no survey that William magically sent to you. Okay, there is no survey. That was the past. And same time next. Oh, and then also on Saturday, if I can make an appeal to you, any of the little fun product usages that are not a normal thing, several of you I've talked to this week about just fun little ways that you use products that you wouldn't really even think of, that's what we're focusing on Saturday morning. If you've got some fun ones, we'd love to have you share those. Okay? So thank you, Judy, again, and those of you who've done the course before, don't be surprised sometime in the future when you're on the line that you get a call from Vance 2 minutes before the top of the hour, and Vance asks you to take over the call. So, you got to, it's not about getting prepared, it's about being prepared. So, have a great evening, everybody. Thank you again. Talk to you guys real soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Vance, are you still there?
Yes, still here. And what's up?
Question. Will I be